SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. On its way to President Biden's desk, another stopgap funding bill averting a partial government shutdown.
Congress has passed another short-term spending measure that would keep one set of federal agencies operating through March 8th and another set through March 22nd. The extension averts a shutdown for parts of the federal government that would otherwise have kicked in at 12:01 a.m. Saturday. The bill now goes to President Joe Biden to be signed into law. The short-term extension is the fourth in recent months. Lawmakers are voicing increased optimism that it'll be the last before Congress approves two separate spending packages totaling more than $1.6 trillion for the full fiscal year. Norman Hall, Washington.
Accompanying former President Trump during his visit to the southern border yesterday, Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Mr. Trump visited the besieged community of Eagle Pass, Texas. While President Biden was on the border, he traveled to Brownsville, Texas. Also at SRNNews.com, an attempt to serve an eviction notice ends with gunfire outside Kansas City.
Police in Independence, Missouri say a Jackson County court worker, Drexel Matt, was trying to serve an eviction notice when he was fatally shot. Responding to a 911 call, two city police officers responded to help him and were also shot, one fatally.
They were met with gunfire.
Independence Police Chief Adam Dustman.
Officer Cody Allen served this community not once but twice. As an Independence police officer, he is a hero.
The suspect sustained minor injuries and is in custody. Dustman said the second officer underwent surgery and is expected to recover. Audio courtesy KMBC. I'm Jennifer King.
As wildfires raging on the Texas panhandle and parts of Oklahoma have killed two people, numerous homes and businesses have been burned and more than 1 million acres charred. On Wall Street, the Dow down 38 points and the Nasdaq is up 21. This is SRN News. A warning from a Supreme Court justice.
In 2021, a court in Missouri barred Christians from serving on the jury in a case involving a lesbian because of their religious beliefs. Justice Samuel Alito says, quote, "The lower court's reasoning may spread and may be a foretaste of things to come. It exemplifies the danger I anticipated in Obergefell versus Hodges." That's the 2015 Supreme Court case that legalized gay marriage. Alito warned at the time the ruling could lead to discrimination against Christians. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
France's Senate has adopted a bill that would enshrine abortion in the French Constitution. The National Assembly approved the proposal in January. The measure now goes before a joint session of Parliament for its expected approval by a 3/5 majority next week. French President Emmanuel Macron first promised the abortion bill after Roe versus Wade was repealed here in the U.S. This is SRN News. The leader of Hamas is capitalizing on the number of Palestinians killed so far in the war with Israel. We get the latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
Large numbers of dead Gaza civilians are not without benefit to the cause. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that terrorist Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar told his cohort to negotiate a ceasefire that heavy civilian losses generate sympathy for Israel's enemies within the international community. Seeing the strategic and tactical benefits of collateral damage, it becomes a simple matter to justify non-combatants, including young children, as human shields. During the Israel-Hamas war, thousands of Gazans have died as Israel tries unconvincingly to destroy Hamas. The Wall Street Journal predicts that once the war ends, Sinwar himself will surface and claim victory for the Palestinians. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNNews.com.